This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or...
Hello?
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Help Desk. This is Iris Wilson. How may I help you today?
Somebody trying to take money out of my account to something.
Yes. Alright, I'll explain you. Like today morning, we have suspected an online transaction of $299 using your account. So did you make any transaction?
No, not at all.
And apart from you, is there anyone who knows about your account information, or you are just the main user? Hello, you? Apart from you, is there anyone who knows about your account's information, or you are just the main user? You are the only one user. And when was the last time you have tried to purchase something from your eBay account?
I can't be too sure. I don't know.
Okay, no need to worry then. And I believe so. You have never tried to buy some kind of gift cards, correct? That was the main suspicious thing for us. Now what we are going to do, love, we are simply going to help you out for your cancellation, okay?
Okay.
We are going to provide you up your cancellation ID and the form, and also we are going to show you up all the transactions so that you can understand that which transaction is done by you and which seems to be suspicious to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Most welcome. And also we are going to send you up some emails which you need to check. Okay? And whatever information I will tell you, you need to write it down in the piece of paper very, very clearly. Okay? So can you tell me at this moment... Sorry?
Hang on a second. I'm not home. I don't have access. Yeah, no, I'm not home.
Can you tell me, like, in which device you check your emails, your banking? In the computer, laptop, or phone?
Phone. On my mobile.
On your mobile, okay. And the mobile phone on which you are speaking to me right now, it's the Android or it's the Apple iPhone? Which phone it is, love?
Apple mobile.
Apple. That's great. So on your Apple iPhone, you first need to put me up on the loudspeaker, okay? Please do that.
Loudspeaker.
Yes.
Hello?
Am I on the loudspeaker, madam?
Yes.
Now, once you put me up on the loudspeaker, you need to go back to your main screen where you have got all your applications like camera, photos, messages, the bank app, go to all the apps, your home screen. Have you done that?
No, just hang on a second. Now, somebody is trying to call me. Hang on, I'm doing 1,000 things at the same time.
Okay, sorry, love, sorry.
It's pretty hot.
Oh, I understand. And don't receive any call at this moment, okay? If you got any call,
Hang on a second. Go to where? You said, okay, home screen. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now from there, find the app store. Just find the app store.
Okay. Okay.
Now once you open the app store, look at the bottom, you will get a search option. At the right side, extreme corner, there is a search. Can you see that?
No, it says Set update with notification. Enable notification. Not now. Okay, not now. All right. Okay, so where?
Can you do search?
Search option.
Search. Very
okay.
Good. Very, very good.
Okay.
Click on that search.
Okay, I did.
Now you need to start typing over there. A-N-Y, A for Alpha,
A?
N for Nancy, Y for Yellow.
Yeah.
D for Delta, E for Echo.
Yeah.
S for Sugar, K for Kilo.
Yeah.
Now search
okay.
for it. And what's the very first
option? Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you will see option says Get. Click on that Get.
Okay, it says IP Vanish passes VPN online. Is that, that's the one?
No, can you see Anydex Remote? Anydex
oh,
Remote.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay, yeah,
click
yeah.
on that. Now you will see option says Get. In the blue it is saying to you Get. Can you see that Get?
Hang on. Yes, yeah.
Click on Get.
Okay, I did.
Now, does it say to you install?
It's doing it.
All right, love. Once the installation is done and it is saying to you open, just do let me know, okay? And
it's downloading.
Okay, love. And at this moment, you don't have any paper and pen, so no need to worry.
No,
later
no.
On,
I'm going back. No, I'm going back in. So I'll just give me a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, it's open, all right.
Now, can you see your cancellation number over there that says your address and some 9 numbers?
Hang on. No, I can't.
Can you see allow option? Click on allow.
No. Hang on, I need to go back. Okay. Welcome to first page. Come on. Or I went back. Okay, press open. When you press open, it goes to, okay, I'm on a page, Microsoft Remote Desktop.
No, love, it's incorrect. Just open the Anydex Remote. You need to open Anydex Remote that you have just now downloaded. Close the Microsoft Edge. Open the Anydex. What did you say to you, love?
Just hang on a second, I'm getting five. Just hang on, please.
Okay. Take your time, love. Take your time.
Yeah. Calling from?
We are calling you up from the EB Security Department. And my
from
name is Iris Wilson. EB Security Department.
Okay, just hang on a second. I've put my stuff in. I'm getting back. Thank you. Okay.
Now, what is this to you, love?
Just hang on a second, I'll go to Apple. Okay. Okay, any guess?
Are you going to open?
Open, yes.
And what it says to you now?
It's downloading, hang on.
Oh, that means that that time you have downloaded something incorrect.
I don't know. No,
okay, meanwhile, you can just grab a piece of paper and a pen.
Yes. Okay, your privacy.
Okay. You click on OK or allow any option.
Yeah, privacy. Okay. Yes, I approve. Okay. Start free trial privacy. Okay. So it says create an account.
No, love. You are doing something incorrect. Please kindly close each and everything and just open the App Store. Close each and everything and open up the App Store application.
Okay, so okay, it's I opened it again and it's gone back to privacy.
No, that is incorrect one. That is not we need, okay? It will not say you privacy and all. You just open up the App Store application, I will guide you.
Well, okay.
That is the incorrect one, love. Please open up the App Store. I am guiding you, okay?
Hang on. Yeah, any guess?
You need to give a click on any Dex remote desktop software. Click on that. It's a red color application with a white diamond inside it.
Any guess? Okay, so I've got any guess? Any Anydex?
It is Anydex remote desktop. Please click on that.
Okay. Anydex remote. Okay. All right.
Now, does it says to you get or it says to you open? What it says?
Okay. It says the sign is like a little circle in green. Is that the one?
No, love. It is a red color application. And there is a white diamond inside it.
Okay. Any this remove this stuff. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's it's in a red box.
Correct.
Okay. So it's downloading. Open.
Correct.
All right. Yes. Allow. Okay. So
now can you see your address and the 9 numbers of yours?
Yeah, numbers. Yeah, that's
number. That is the cancellation number, all right?
Okay.
Now, what
you
just need to do, love, listen to me very carefully. Slowly, slowly, confirm of the number to me.
Okay. It's 3, 5, 6, 8, 4, 7, 3, 8, 0.
All right. Please make a note of this number in the piece of paper. Take your time.
Yeah. 3, 5, 6, 8, 4, 7, 3, 8, 0. Okay.
Now, what we are going to do, love, we are simply going to connect you up to the eBay Secure server, okay? Once you see any options coming up, just do let me know. All right? Bear with us.
Okay.
Now, just focus on your screen. Can you see some security warnings coming up? I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah.
Do not show this again. Give a click on I'm aware of the risk, then accept. Click on that. I am aware of the risk.
Okay.
Accept.
Okay.
And then you will see eBay Secure Server, OK or Accept. Click on that.
It's cancel. It's cancel.
Accept. Click on Accept.
Yeah, it won't. Okay. Accept. Okay. All right.
And then can you see Start Broadcast option? Click on Start Broadcast.
Screen will start
broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Okay.
Now, once you click on start broadcast, you are successfully being connected up to the secure server of eBay, alright? Now, do not touch anywhere on your screen. Just come back to the main screen, where you have got your wallpaper and all the other applications. Just come back over there.
Yeah, it's Rainbow Chat, Software Chat. It's downloading on any desk.
Okay, do not touch anywhere. No, do not touch anywhere, okay? You just come out of this page. Just come back to the main screen normally. Don't touch anywhere else. Lovely. Come back one more time. Where you have got all your applications. Come back over there.
I've gone back to any desk, that number.
Yes, you just come back to the main screen where you have got your wallpaper and all the other applications. That's great, love. Now, let me tell you what we have suspected, that apart from you, there is someone who has got access of your internet line. And with the help of your internet line itself, they have tried to get hold of your shopping, your banking, and whatever the activities you do on this internet line, okay? So now, how are you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So now, we are first going to check that whether your IP, your internet protocol address, is safe or not at this moment, okay? So just open up the new Google Fresh page on your mobile phone. Just open it up.
On where? On Google?
Correct. On the Google, you need to open up.
Okay.
Now in the searching panel, you need to type over there my. Then give a space.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Now can you see any recommendation that says my 1P address location? Mm-hmm. Give a click on that.
It says my 1P country, then it
no,
says
my 1P address. My 1P address location.
Address location. Yes, okay.
Very good. Now, can you see any option that says people also ask?
It says got your phone setting selected.
Down to that, you will see people also ask. Can you see that?
People also ask.
Yes. Now give a click on the very first option in the people also ask that says what is my IP location and country. Click on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now go down. You will see your IP. I'm confirming you of that. That is 66.249.64.62. Is it your IP? Look at the top, love. Don't go that much down.
IP address, okay. It's
662. Yes, I'm confirming you up. You just check. It's 66.249.64.62. It's your IP, correct?
Yes, it is.
And just below that, what is the country you can see over there?
It says United States of America.
In California, Mountain View, correct?
That's right, yes.
But you are not in Mountain View, California at this point of time.
No, I'm not. I'm in Australia.
Yes, that's the reason. That means apart from you, there are people who have got hold of your internet protocol address. They have got hold of this information. And they are the people who have tried to get hold of your banking, your shopping, okay? And today itself, they have tried to misuse your information by getting some kind of international gift cards. Now, I believe so, love, you have understood a little bit of it, like what's exactly happening to you.
Yeah.
All right. So, you can just close down this page and just be back on the normal home screen.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, are you back on your normal home page, love?
Yes.
Now, what you just need to do, just go ahead and try to log into your bank and just check if you can see any suspicious transactions reflecting to your account. Just to let me know, all right?
Okay, let me see. Is this my credit card? Must be.
this check? Like you are dealing with more than one bank, correct?
Yeah, my credit card is with different banks.
Okay, you just check each and every bank of yours?
Just hang on a second, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Take your time, just check.
Okay.
And check in this device itself, all right, love?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you checking, love?
Yes.
Now, look at the bottom of your screen. You will see option. What exactly you can see, love?
Just hang on. I have to go back.
Just go back. Close it down.
Okay. It says security plus.
Okay, now you can see over there that it says security alert. That means apart from you, someone has tried to get hold of your banking as well. You can see there, correct?
Okay.
Yes, that was the alert. Yeah, that was the alert we were trying to show you up. You can close down this bank. That means this bank is not safe and secure at all, okay? Close it down. Don't stay on this banking app for so long. Just close it down and check your other bank as well.
Okay, so yeah, I can see that it's 14,551
debited. Yes, correct. You just close it down, love.
Close down this account.
No, you just need to log out from this bank. Log out.
Oh, log out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And check your other bank as well.
Are you sure? Okay, log out. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. So go to my. All right. I've got only two banks. One is for saving, and the other one is with my credit card.
All right. Just check your savings.
Yeah, savings. Just. Now this one is okay.
All right.
This one is okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, now let me tell you, love, all the payments that were made using your account that were made on a scheduled payments, okay? Like, you know, the time zone of us and the time zone of Mountain View, California is different, correct? That means the payments were done on scheduled method. So the money has already been debited from your account, but at this point of time, it won't be reflected to your accounts, all right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you just come out of this page. Come back from your banking. Now, I believe so. You have understood exactly what is happening to you. You have checked your bank, and there it's clearly saying you security alerts, correct?
Yes.
And the money is not the 14,000. You are telling it's not done by you, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Okay, love. So what we just need to do, we just need to pass all this information to your bank anti-fraud team, okay? Because it's the fraudulent activity that are going on with you. Most welcome, love. It's my job. Most welcome. So your bank anti-fraud team will be helping you out to show you up all the transactions further and help you out to get back your money, okay? So just stay on the line, love. Most welcome.
Okay.
Stay on the line. And the next voice will be of the anti-fraud manager from your bank itself, okay?
Stay on the line patiently. Yeah, would you contact my bank and let them know that it's been...
Yes, we are just emailing your bank all this information, and the manager will just speak to you right now, okay? So just stay on the line. Do not hang up the call, okay?
Okay.
Most welcome. And don't touch on your mobile phone, okay?
Okay. I'm in here.
Yeah. Just stay on this page.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to the eBay Action Fraud Department. My name is Eddie. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Thank you for calling. Thank you for helping me.
That sounds so good to me. I really appreciate that, madam. So at the moment right now, I see you have been talking to the eBay customer service for quite some time, and I believe you are completely aware about the main reason you have been on call with the eBay customer service, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just give you a quick glimpse of what's happening at the moment right now. There have been some transactions made under your eBay account for purchase of gift cards, cell phones, and other items. And I believe you are not involved in any of these transactions, right?
No, not at all. I have no idea. It's just 14,000. I never used my credit card that much.
I'm sorry, the total amount? Are you aware about the total amount?
Yeah, it's 14,000 something, 14,500. I can't remember on top of my head, but it's more than almost 15,000.
That is completely correct, madam. And if you're not the one making any of these orders, let me tell you, it could be your accounts have been compromised, okay? Someone else
might
be accessing or using your information at the moment right now, and that is why I believe your information have been compromised. So we'll be going ahead and getting you connected and canceling out all orders for you, okay? At the moment right now, the first thing we did for you is we sent you out an email address from eBay. I hope you received an email from eBay.
Have I received?
Did you check your emails if you have received something from eBay today?
No, I haven't.
Could you please open up your email?
I just finished my shift. No, I haven't.
I see that. Okay. Could you just open up and check your email, madam?
Okay. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, do a thing. Open up any email that you see over there. Any email?
It's from my job.
Okay.
My patient is.
Just open up any email that you see over there.
Just
I believe you might have received emails from PayPal.
Maybe before, but not here. No, maybe it's gone to junk.
What I'm telling you is just open up any of the emails that you see on your screen right now, okay?
Any email?
Open up.
At PayPal, yes.
Open up that email, madam.
Okay.
Now, on the top of the screen, do you see your name? It says two and your name. Is that your name that you see over there?
That's right, yes.
Click on your name.
Okay. Yeah,
now click on your name again.
Okay.
Now you see your email at the bottom. Is that your email? Please confirm it to me. Okay, let me tell it out to you, okay? I have your name as Shiva Bhagnavar, and I have your email address as shiva.b@hotmail.com. Will that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we have already sent you an email out from our side right now. Please check your junk or your inbox folders. See if you have received any email from eBay support as of today, okay? Just come back. On the top, you see mailboxes. Click on mailboxes on the right top. Yeah. Now, come to the bottom. I will tell you. Listen to me. You see Outlook?
Yes.
Down below Outlook, you have the third option that says junk. Click on junk. Click on junk,
okay.
The third folder.
Yeah, there's no name in it.
No worries. On the top, you see mailboxes again. Click on mailboxes.
Mailbox, yeah.
Click on inbox.
Inbox, yeah.
Hold on. You haven't received an email, you're saying?
Nothing.
Just close the email box. To just close your mailbox and open it back one more time, madam.
Just close it and open it again?
Yes, madam. Close the page completely. I hope you know how to close the page. Like, if you swipe up your fingers on the screen from middle to the bottom.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Close it off completely, okay? Do not leave it on your running applications in the background. Just close it off very completely, ma'am.
I did. I closed it.
Okay. Open up your mailbox one more time.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, on the top you see mailbox. Click on mailboxes. On the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Yeah.
Tap over there.
Yeah, there I'm on
now,
mail page.
Okay. Now you see it says on the top unread. Click on unread.
Unread, yeah.
Yeah, the second thread. Do you see something over here? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right? Just come back again. Come back again.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now click on junk. You see the third option says junk. Click on junk.
Junk, yeah. Now,
come back
Nothing.
Again.
Back again. Okay.
Come to the bottom of the screen slowly.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
junk
you see
mail.
eBay.
No, eBay.
Now,
yes.
Now below eBay. eBay, you see junk mail. Look below eBay. Not over there. Come.
Okay.
Right. Now click on eBay again.
Good. Click on eBay. Okay, yeah.
Now this is a section. On the top you see eBay, right? So this is a section where you only see emails from eBay. You see that? You see the history
yes.
as well? Okay.
Yeah,
so open up the very first email.
First email, yeah. Email support.
Yeah. Yeah, open up that email that we have sent you.
Okay, all right.
And very carefully read the email out, okay, because it gives you out some information.
Okay. Hello, this is Shiva Banamela. Greetings from eBay support. We have decided to put your eBay account on hold because we detected unusual activity. We have frozen pending orders and will be canceling all trusted. Okay, all right.
Okay, so if you read the email out very carefully, madam, the email completely tells you out that there have been transactions made under your eBay account and we have decided to put your account on hold and cancel out any pending transactions on your accounts, okay? So
yeah,
we already
yeah.
had a word with some of your banks, the banks you deal with. We have three banks in question that I'll be talking to you about. We have the banks named as ANZ, Commonwealth and NAB. Are these the banks that you deal with?
That's right, yes.
Okay. And the email also gives you a case ID number, that is AXR7490. It tells you you're talking
That's
to Eric and I'm the security in charge officer, okay? And it gives you a link at the bottom to sign into your eBay account, okay? So this email, as you see, is from eBay, and it tells you very, you know, it tells you very securely that there have been transactions made under your account, and I hope you already aware about the total number of orders, the total amount you have been charged for, including all of your bank accounts. So we'll now be going ahead and cancelling all of that out for you, okay? Now, before we go ahead any further, madam, let me ask you, is this cell phone the only device you have on your end, or do you also have some other devices like a cell phone, any other cell phone, any iPad or computer?
No,
or
no, I've got an iPad, but I don't use it. No, it's inactive.
No worries about that. So this is the only device that will be working up with, madam. Now, before
yes.
we go ahead any further as well, I believe you might have been, you might have this question on your mind, like you have never shared your information with other people, so how have your information been compromised, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you about that. So there are two possible reasons it could be that you have been compromised on. The first reason we're thinking about is your IP address. So when you were talking to the previous representative, they have shown you details about your IP address that very... you know, that showed you out that your IP address was being active and tracked down to Mountain View in California. Now, that is America. Now, we know you are living in Australia, madam. You never went to America using this device, okay, because your history shows that, okay? But what is happening at the moment right now is we detected in the midnight tonight that your eBay account was logged in from three different places all of a sudden, okay? There were three login attempts made into your account. The first one was made from New Delhi in India. The second one was made from Zhengpi, that's a town in China. And the third one was made from California in America. These were places from where your eBay account was logged in from. And there were certain orders made into your account for iPhones, gift cards, laptops, and AirPods. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So we have put some of them orders in pending. We are canceling the rest of the charges, and we need your cooperation in canceling these orders. So that is the reason that we're on the phone right now. Now, these orders have been made from some of our payment wallets. You might have heard or used them in the past, okay? So they are PayPal, Western Union, Remitly, Rocket Remit, Bitcoin.com, Wise, Ria Money, and World Remit. Have you ever used any of these payment wallets back in the past to send money to anybody or receive money from any of them?
No, not at all. I've never heard of them, no.
You haven't heard of them. I see that, okay? So I'll be going ahead and helping you cancel down all of the transactions today, okay, and showing you all information because your money has been moved down to three countries, and that is India, China, and America. So when we're talking about your refunds, make sure you have this thing in mind that you're receiving your refunds, you're receiving your money back from all of these three countries, okay? You're dealing with three countries right now, okay?
Yeah.
What you do is on your cell phone, just come back into your home screen. Swipe up your screen, come back into your home screen. We'll now be checking up your information with all the three bank accounts. The first one you do open is your Commonwealth account. Do you have the Combank application on your phone?
I've gone to my Commonwealth Bank, yeah.
Log into your Commonwealth account. I'm going to show you some information over there that you haven't compromised on.
Okay.
Once you log into the account, come to the section which says accounts and come down to the bottom of the screen very slowly, madam. Swipe up your screen, come to the bottom of the screen.
Come to the bottom, yeah, okay, Commonwealth, yeah.
All right, now at the bottom right-hand corner, you have an option which says cards. Click on cards.
Credit on card. Okay, yeah.
Now, how many cards do you see on your screen, madam? At the bottom, you see you have three cards showing up. The first
That's
one, I believe, is your S-POS card. The other two are your travel money cards.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Swipe it over.
Go below.
So how many cards do you have from Commonwealth? Do you only have... You only have two cards, or you have three cards from the bank?
No, I've got two cards. One Smart Access, and the other one is Travel Money Card.
You have two cards, the Travel Money Card and the Smart Access Card. I believe the Smart Access Card is an S-POS card, right?
Yes, it's S-POS, that's right.
It's S-POS, so it doesn't have a CVV or security code on the back of the card?
No.
I get that, okay. And what about the travel money card? Does the travel money card have three numbers like a security code on the back, or doesn't have something like that on the back?
Let me go. I don't think so, but let me just have a look.
Please check your card, madam.
That's my... Oh, yeah,
no,
travel card, it's got a security number at the back.
It's got a number at the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what you do is come back to the home section at the very bottom left-hand corner. You have the option that says home. Click on home.
Yeah, home.
Click on accounts again.
Yeah.
Now listen to me very carefully, madam. Click on accounts again at the bottom. You see accounts? Click on accounts.
Yeah.
So you have three main accounts over here. The Gold Saver, okay? The Smart Access and the Travel Money Card, okay? The rest of them, I believe, are your loan accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the moment right now, all of the three accounts that we are now talking about, you have been compromised on all of the three accounts, the Travel Money Card, Gold Saver, and Smart Access. And when we're talking about cancellations, we have to cancel transactions on both the cards. Now, you have cards from Travel Money, and you also have a card from Smart Access. But you do not have a card from Gold Saver.
No.
Now, just keep one thing in mind, madam. When we are talking about securing your funds or securing your account, we can only secure the funds in the account where you have a card connected to itself. Now the Gold Saver account doesn't have a card connected to itself at the moment right now. That means the money in the Gold Saver account, whatever kind of money you have in the Gold Saver account, is not completely safe at the moment right now. Only reason because you do not have a card connected to that account. Are you getting me, madam?
With the Gold Saver.
Yes.
Yeah. No, okay. I don't have it. I've got a. It's like a debit card. It's card. Smart Access.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you again. You have three accounts: the Gold Saver, Smart Access, and the Travel Money Card. Now,
keep in mind,
we can only secure funds on the accounts where you have cards connected to itself. Now, the Travel Money Card and Gold Saver, I'm sorry, with Travel Money Card and Smart Access, they have card connected to itself. They have an S-Force card and they have a Travel Money Card connected to itself. But not from the Gold Saver. Any kind of money that you have inside the Gold Saver is not completely safe right now. The only reason because you do not have a card connected to that account right now. Are you understanding that?
Yes,
so
yes.
We have an advice for you to transfer funds from the Gold Saver into the Smart Access. So once the refunds are complete, you can then again transfer it back into the Gold Saver account. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but that's a term deposit.
No, let me tell you. We're not asking you to spend that money. We're not touching that funds, okay?
Yes.
The money
yes.
is in your account. What you have to do is you have to transfer it for some point of time from the Gold Saver into the Smart Access. So we can secure your funds because like I told you, you cannot secure funds on your accounts until the money is in an account where you have a card connected to itself. So we cannot secure funds in the Gold Saver account, but we can completely do it if it is in the Smart Access or the Travel Money account, okay? So that is the reason for some moment of time, transfer money from the Gold Saver into the Smart Access account. Okay? Do you know how to transfer funds into your account internally or don't know how to do it?
Now, from Gold Saver to Smart Access.
At the very bottom, you see the option for pay?
Yeah.
Shall I help you how to do it?
No, I can do it later. That's all right. I can go to the bank and ask them to do it.
No worries about that, okay. Have you checked the ANZ account as well? You'll try checking the ANZ account?
ANZ account, there's not much in it.
Okay, that doesn't matter if you have much money in there or less money in that, madam. We have to secure all the funds, right? Because if you do not work on these accounts, and you might have funds taken out, who's going to be responsible at the end of the day? So we have to cancel all the transactions.
ANZ, hang on, I'm getting into that. Okay, term and conditions. Okay, so I am on ANZ Bank. There's only $28 in it.
There's only $28 in it? Yeah. Okay, we got a confirmation from the bank that one of the accounts also has more than $300 available in it, madam.
No, that's my son.
That's your son's account?
Yes.
Okay, I get that. No worries about that. We'll start working on the cancellations right now. Come to the top of the screen.
Yeah.
Now at the bottom, you see there's an option that shows profile. Click on profile.
Where? Sorry, on home screen.
On ANZ, madam. On ANZ, there's an option that says profile.
Okay.
Click on profile.
Hang on. Yeah. Okay.
Now, on the top, you see your name. Click on your name.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you click on your name, do you see information about yourself coming up on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. You see it says legal name. Click on legal name and check the name showing up over there as Shiva Bhagnavar, or do you see a different name over there?
Yeah.
Come back to the previous page. Then you have the next option for addresses. Do you see it says addresses?
Yes.
Click on addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please confirm to me the address you see over there. Is that your address or do you see a different address over there?
No, it's the right address.
Let me just confirm that address to you. That should be 3 Gilfillan GRN from Dianella WA 6059, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, just come back to the previous page again.
Yeah.
Now check, click on email. Is that the same email address that you have over there or do you have a different email address over there?
No, it's the right one.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's Gmail. No, that's not right.
That's not right. Do not change anything right now. Okay, come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back again.
Okay.
Now come back into Commonwealth one more time. I need to check one information on Commonwealth, and then we're going to start working on the case, okay?
Okay, Commonwealth, yes.
Now, on the top of the screen, do you see first initial of your name on the top left-hand corner? Do you see something like that? You see the first initials of your name like SB? On the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Yes.
Click over there.
Yes.
Tap over there.
Click on there.
Yes, madam.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, come to the bottom of the screen slowly. Do you see it says personal details over there on the top? Personal details.
Personal details.
On the top, madam, on the top itself, you see personal details.
Okay. Personal details, yes.
Click on personal details. Check your details over here again. If they match up to the details from ANZ or not.
Except you need to put the PIN number.
Yeah, you need to enter your PIN number.
Yeah, okay. I guess. Okay. Phone.
Come to the bottom.
Client number, phone and email. Phone is correct.
Email is correct or not?
Email is correct.
Come to the bottom.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom.
Bottom.
Check the addresses at the bottom. The address is the same or not?
Address. Smart and one address.
It says show all. You see it says addresses. Hold on. It says addresses for each account. Click over there.
Yeah. It says show all. Okay.
Now come to the bottom. Slowly.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is the addresses that you see over there?
That one is 90B Riley Street Hotel.
Is that your address? That's not your address.
No, that's not correct.
That's not your address?
No.
Okay, come to the bottom. Come to the top slowly. Come to the top slowly. See if you have. Come to the top slowly. See if you have any option to change the addresses over there.
Well, home. When I scroll down, it says home, that is the correct address.
That is fine. Keep coming to the top. Keep coming to the top.
Yeah, okay,
stop. Okay, hold on. Now, beside addresses, you see the headline that says address. On the right-hand side, it says edit. Click on edit.
Edit, okay, I did.
Not for any other option, madam. Do it for the address section. You see address.
Address,
Madam, you are somewhere else right now. Please check what option you are in right now. Look for the address section. Come to the bottom.
Okay.
First of all, click on cancel. It says cancel up there.
I did. Okay. Alright.
Okay. Now come to the bottom.
Okay.
Now it says personal loan. Okay, home. You see it says key card. It says other. Madam, move your fingers slowly. You're doing it way too fast. Hold on.
Yeah.
Go slow. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. You see the option that says key card. It says other. Click on other.
Just hang on a second. Address.
Yeah, you clicked on address, right? Now, come to the bottom slowly, madam.
Yeah.
To the bottom of the screen slowly.
Okay, I am doing it. Yeah.
Now, what are the options you see right now?
Options.
Madam, why are you always going to the top? Come to the bottom, I said.
Okay.
Come to the bottom of the screen slowly. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Now, just be where you are. Do not make your fingers touch the screen, okay?
Okay.
Do you see the option that says postal, same as home? Then it says travel money card.
That says personal
loan, home. Now keep going down.
Okay,
keep going down.
Okay.
It says key card. It says other. Click on other.
Other. Yeah, okay.
Click on home over there.
Uh-huh.
Now then it says smart access. It says other. Click on other and change it to home again.
Smart access.
Other, change it to home again. Come to the bottom.
Okay, go save.
Click on save at the bottom.
Yeah, it says home, save. Okay. Alright.
Now come back into your home screen. Open up Commonwealth again.
Okay.
Now come to the bottom of the screen very slowly. very slowly. Now hold on. Hold on. Do you see any option over here that says payment limit? Do you see that option?
Yes, yes. Payment limit, yes.
Tap on payment limit.
Okay. Yeah.
Now click on, hold on. Now click on pay to BSB in account number. Click on that section.
Yeah. Pay to, okay, account number. 10,000.
Yeah, click over that option. It's 10,000, right?
Alright, yeah, okay.
Just click on cancel, come out of this page. Come back into your home screen right now.
Just click on cancel.
Just click on cancel. Do not do anything right now.
Alright, okay.
Okay, just swipe up your screen from the bottom. It will take you back into your home screen, okay? Just come back into your home screen. Now, we'll start working on the refund and the cancellations right now, okay? Now, like I told you again, the transactions were made on Western Union. It was made on Rocket Remit, Wise, and other payment wallets, and money was sent out to India, China, and America. So we'll be working with these countries right now. I'm going to help you get your money back, okay? So what you do is, on the cell phone, you come back into your home screen and open up the App Store application right now. Open up your App Store. You have the App Store on your phone?
Yes, I do. Just hang on a second.
On the top of the App Store, you see the search bar that says Games, App Store, even more. Yeah. Click on the search bar.
Yeah. Okay.
And right down over there, WU. So that is for Western Union. Write down W as in William and U as in Unicorn.
WU, yeah.
Click on the blue color search at the bottom.
Yeah.
It says the first option. You see, Western Union Money Transfer. That is the application we'll be working with. Get that application. Yes.
Western Union Money. Okay, get.
Yes, madam.
Okay.
Now keep coming down below this one. Just come down to the bottom of the screen slowly.
Yeah, it's downloading, okay.
That's fine. Just keep coming down. You will see one application. The name says Wise, and it has a green color flag. Keep coming down.
Okay, Wise.
Yes, get that application as well. Now come to the top of the screen, see if the West Indian application, has it been downloaded or not, Marvin?
Which one?
Western Union. Western Union, I said.
Oh, Western Union, okay. Yeah, it's downloading, still not finished. Oh, okay, open.
If it shows, yes, madam, click on open.
Okay.
Now let me tell you again, we are getting your funds here back from India, okay? So you have to fill those options right now. Now, on the very bottom of the screen, it says register or login. Click on register or login at the bottom of the screen.
Okay, register, login,
okay. Okay, did it do it?
Yeah, please wait. Yeah, okay. All right.
Click on register or login at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Click on register at the bottom of the screen.
I did.
Click on, at the very bottom it says register. Click on register. I said,
yeah. Okay.
Now it says first name, middle name, last name. Put down your first name over there. So what is your legal name? Is it Shiva Bhagnavar again, or do you have a different middle
name?
Do you have your middle name or no? You don't have a middle name?
No.
Okay, come to the bottom, put down your last name on the last line. Click on continue. Yes, madam.
Okay.
Put your email address down in the box. It says email. Put your email address down over there.
Tell me what exactly you think is going to be.
I'll tell you one thing, okay? For the password, you'll have to make the password that I'm going to tell you. You see the box that says password on the right-hand side, you have an eye symbol that has a mark on it. Click on the eye symbol and write the password down over there. The password is support with a capital S. So it is S-U-P-P-O-R-T with a capital S. Write it down. It says create a password. Support
capital
with a capital S.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Capital S, yeah.
Yes, support. S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Write it down.
Okay, support.
And the number is 239.
Okay.
S-U-P-P-O-R-T, you got it? And the number is 239. Now, down below that, you see three different boxes. Check all the boxes you have over there.
Uh-huh.
Check all of the boxes.
Yeah,
just tick mark inside all of the boxes I said, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And
yeah.
Click on create profile at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
You did that?
It's doing it.
It's doing it, okay.
Okay.
Now click on India. You see the option over there that says India?
Yeah.
You're going to get your funds back from India right now, as I told you, okay? Click on continue at the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
Now put down the funds, put down the amount over there, like 1750. Put it down over there.
What is it for? You're sending.
This is for the black
money.
No, you're not sending money, madam. Like I have been telling you again and again, what you're doing at the moment right now, madam, is you're sending a dispute to the bank in India to get your funds back into your account. Now,
okay.
The bank in India doesn't realize that the person who made the purchase was a scammer. They think it is you who is gifting someone funds in India or gifting someone a laptop to India or China, okay?
Yes, I know.
They realize that you live in Australia. You have no connections or no relations with people in India, China, and America. And it was completely a fraud transaction that happened. So what we're doing right now is we're sending you to the... That is what I'm explaining to you. Listen, madam. You're not sending anyone money again. You're sending them a dispute and a claim that shows them that you are a resident of Australia, you have no relations to anyone in India, and you want to get your money back. So you're not sending money. You're sending a dispute and a claim to the bank in India, China, and America. Do you now understand that?
No, not really, no. Because it says they got all my details now, and it says you're sending, and you're asking me to put
okay,
their money.
Because the page that you're on right now is Western Union, okay? So
yes,
Western
yes.
Union is actually a payment wallet that is used by people in Australia and other parts of the world to send money to friends and family members in other nations.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
The scammers have used. Okay,
yes.
Listen to me first of all, madam. You're not listening.
Okay.
This is what the scammers have used. So scammers have used Western Union as a portal, as a payment gateway to send your funds out to India, China, and America. So what we are doing is we're using them as a refund wallet again to get funds back into your account. So if they have used Western Union in the first place to send funds out, we won't be using any other application, right? We're using the same application. But thing is, you're now sending a dispute, so that is the reason you see those information. But like when we'll be start working on the cases, you will see that money will not be debited out from your account. Okay? We'll not be losing money.
Yeah.
So have one thing in mind, what we're doing right now is we're sending a dispute and we're sending a claim to the bank in these three countries, and they'll be helping us get your money back. Also have one thing in mind, we're also going to give you details about the bank, like the addresses, the codes, the account numbers, and the phone numbers as well, the banks from whom you're receiving your funds back. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sending anyone any money, okay? We're not talking about your money. Now, if you logged into Commonwealth Bank, let me give you an example again. If you logged into Commonwealth Bank, and let's say the funds in any one of your accounts is, let's say, around $5,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I'm giving an example. So if you see it's $5,000 right now, let me tell you, madam, the actual funds in your account is not $5,000. It is overdrawn by $9,000 because, remember, the purchase was made for $14,000. Now, yeah. You don't see that because your account is still compromised. So, even the bank doesn't show you any of your active pages. You're seeing the same page on your bank again that you saw the last time when you logged into the bank account. Do you now understand that? So we have to make the bank realize as well, the bank you deal with in Australia, we have to make them realize as well that it was totally a fraud because your bank doesn't know it's a fraud. The bank is thinking you have made a purchase, you have made a transaction and a purchase from your account. So what we are doing is we are claiming your funds back from India again, China again and America again. So you're not sending money, you send them a dispute.
Yeah, I know, but from my Commonwealth, it's okay. There is no money
now. Adam, I think there's a problem in something. I'm trying to make you explain it with an example and you're not getting it.
Yeah, I told you. The only problem I have is with my NAB credit card. My Commonwealth Bank, it's okay. There is no transaction.
What I just told you, madam.
Yes.
That is the reason I'm telling you when I'm explaining you things. Listen to me very carefully. This is the problem. You're not focusing. Okay, listen to me.
No, I am. But the thing is, I have been banking with them, and I'm looking after my account, and there is nothing going on.
This is the same thing I'm talking about, Mrs. Shiva. Listen to what I'm saying first of all. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. You're not trying to understand. Listen to me one more time, and then you will understand. Okay.
Okay.
Please listen.
Yeah. Okay.
The thing is, I just gave you an example about that, and you then again, you didn't understand. Let me tell you again. Let's say in one of your accounts inside Commonwealth, you have $5,000 that you see over there.
Yeah.
So this $5,000, originally they belong to you. These are your funds, these are your money. But when the scammers have made the purchases from Commonwealth, how are they going to go ahead and fund the purchases? From the money in your bank account, right?
But
I'm coming to that point. At least listen to me, madam. Have that thing to listen to people. Please listen.
Sure.
I know what you're talking about, but please listen to me because I'm talking about the very same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see $5,000 available in your account. That is your money. That is completely your funds. You have the control and power on that money, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when I'm talking about the scammers making purchases in the midnight today, how are they going to go ahead and make the purchase? From the money in your account? So what I'm telling you is, they have made the purchase and the money in your account has been debited. But you don't see those transactions on your account right now because they are still on pending. Plus, your bank is not able to recognize those transactions. So if you now actually call your Commonwealth account, if you now go ahead and call your bank, if you visit your bank, they will tell you that you don't have those funds in the account. Like you're telling me again and again that the funds in your Commonwealth are completely fine, the problem is with your NAB. Let me tell you, you see about $21,000, $19,000 available in your account, madam, but you don't have that kind of money in the account right now. The scammers have taken all that money out from the account. So I'm trying to show you that thing. You don't see the transactions right now is because your bank has put the transactions on pending. So when we start working on the case, you will then see the transactions that I'm talking about again and again. Do you now understand what I'm telling you? Just log into your account and you will see $19,000 in total. Come to the bottom, you will see the total for all the three accounts, it will show about $19,000.
Yeah.
But you don't have that $19,000 in the account. Because you see that at the bottom it shows debit is around $3,400. The debit is much more than that, madam. The bank has put the charge on pending and that is the reason you don't see the transactions. Now when we go and start working on the cancellations, then you will see those charges over there. Okay? So I'm trying to show you those things right now. You don't see it on your Commonwealth account right now only because your bank and eBay has put those funds on pending. We don't charge you on your account for those charges right now. If you want me to show you the charges, I can just go ahead right now and make a charge over there for $14,000 straight away, madam. And then you will see $14,000 come out from your account. You will see over there you only have $5,000 left in your account. Do you want me to go ahead and charge your account for that?
Yes, I'm going to Yeah, I'm just checking something. Smart Access, I've got 4,000, yeah. Gold saver, yeah. Personal loan. No, it's correct. I've got personal loan and I owe them $3,000. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think there's some confusion.
Don't worry about it. I can go to my bank.
You are not understanding a bit. You're not understanding a bit of what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yes.
Listen to me again. You think everything is okay. Let me tell you, you are under misconception. We haven't charged you on your account until now, and that is why you think everything is okay. Now, let me tell you, the purchase on your eBay account was made for $14,000, and I haven't charged you on your bank account
Now. That's not with this bank. That is my credit card with NAB.
Who told you the purchase has been made from NAB? Did I tell you the purchase was made from NAB? You are thinking yourself the purchase was made from NAB.
I've seen the statement.
Madam, there is a problem, okay?
You have to
change your vision and listen to what I am telling you, okay? This is the problem.
Hang on a second. The 14,000 is not with Commonwealth. It's with NAB, okay? And I've seen it in my statement. Commonwealth Bank, it's correct. Everything is correct. There is no 14,000. It's correct.
Listen to me. I am telling you straight away. The purchase was made from Commonwealth. Keep this thing in your mind, okay? Just fix this thing to your mind. The purchase was made from Commonwealth. It was not made from NAB. Okay?
Alright.
I can see this thing, so that is why I'm telling you.
Sure. Send that to me. I want to see it.
So do you want to see me charging your account right now? Shall I just go ahead and charge your account? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't understand. Sorry. I have to go to my bank and discuss it with them.
The thing is, madam, you're not understanding when I'm trying to explain you things. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
You are telling me again, the purchase was made from NAB, everything is fine in Commonwealth. But who is the person who knows technical things, madam? Do you work at eBay or do I work at eBay? I work at eBay, right? I'm the one working at eBay. I have the one experience, like working 4 years or 5 years.
Okay, so what is it you want me to do?
First of all, madam, I just want you to keep your mind and soul into this phone call. The thing is, you're not understanding things that I'm trying to make you understand.
Okay, you want to send $170?
What for $100? What $170?
I don't know. You put me through all these steps, and in the end, it says I am sending X amount of money, and you ask me to put some amount.
What are you talking about? What are you even talking about? Listen to me again. Just listen, okay? First of all, listen. But this is the problem, madam, and I'm explaining you things. I do not know what's going in your mind, what you're cooking inside your mind. I don't understand what's going, but you're not listening. You're not focusing. That is the reason where the problem is. Listen to me again. I'll tell you one more time. When I am seeing the transactions that have been made under your eBay account, I can see that the purchase was made from Commonwealth. It was not made from NAB. Okay? So
How much?
For $14,000. Now, listen to me.
Can you send me a proof?
I can definitely send you a proof. Listen to me again. I'm not done talking. Now, you're telling me again that you don't see the transactions on your NAB account. I completely agree with you. Okay, I completely agree with you that you don't see the transactions on your Commonwealth account. This is completely fine. But let me tell you, the amount that you see on your Commonwealth account, $19,000, is still available at the moment right now. It's only because I haven't pressed the charge button on your account. We haven't charged you on your Commonwealth account until now.
eBay. I mean, how can you do that?
We can definitely do that, ma'am. That is what I have explained to you from the beginning. When we found out that your account was logged in from India and China and America, and there was purchases being made from your account, we let the purchase go through, and we didn't charge your account for a moment because
we already canceled that.
Who canceled that? Who canceled that? I'm on the phone with you.
No, with your colleague. She canceled it.
Listen to me. The colleague that was on the phone with you, she can only explain things out to you. She can listen to your problems that you're facing, and she can transfer phone calls. She cannot cancel charges. I'm the one who can cancel charges or make a charge into your account. So no one canceled the charge until now, okay? She never canceled any single charge.
Okay.
Now listen to me. I didn't charge your Commonwealth account until now, and that is the reason you see those funds available in your account. Now, if you want me to show you a proof, let me tell you. I will just go ahead and charge you for one time, and you will see 14,000 coming out of your Commonwealth account in a moment. You want me to go ahead and charge your bank account?
Well, no, not really, but I don't I'm not comfortable at all. Because
so you were the one, madam, discussing to me about the proof.
Something very fishy going on.
Okay. The thing that is fishy, madam, is that because you are not, you know, you're not clearly understanding, or the thing is, I believe,
that may be the case, because I'm not familiar. I'd rather go to my bank and ask them to...
Okay, let me tell you, I cannot wait for you until you go to your bank, you have a word with the bank, you come back to us. We cannot wait until...
What is it you want me to do? Just be hurried, because I need to go somewhere. What is it you want me to do?
I'm trying to work on this, madam. You're not trying to understand. I will tell you one more time. Listen to me. You're talking about a proof, right? About the proof that the purchase was made from Commonwealth. I'll show you a proof. Let me tell you. I'll just go ahead and charge your Commonwealth account right now for $14,000 straight away, and you will see those funds coming out of your account. You will see a debit of $14,000, and you'll only be left with $5,000 in your Commonwealth account. You can then call back the eBay customer service and claim back your funds. Now, do you want me to charge your bank account or no?
All right.
Shall I just go ahead and charge your account for the
$14,000? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Let me go ahead and charge your account, madam, then.
All right. Okay.
I've also sent you an email regarding this as well, okay? Hold on. Check your emails again. You will now receive an email from Visa again that will show you your account has been charged. Hold on. Hold on with me, okay? Have you received an email right now? Have you received an email? No, not the Commonwealth and the Western Union. Have you received an email from Commonwealth? No.
From Western Union?
No, madam. Have you received any email from Commonwealth showing your purchase was made? Okay, listen, just wait for a moment. They're going to send you an email one more time. Stay with me, okay?
On now. Hello? Are you calling me? OTP application again. Open that application. What is that thing you can see here?
Okay, I just sent you an email, madam, from Commonwealth. Please check your emails again.
No, I haven't read anything.
Just close the page and open it up again, madam.
I did. This is my phone.
I've received something from Commonwealth right now.
Yeah.
What is the amount you're being charged for?
It's 14,578.
Okay, this is the amount we are charging you for, madam. Shall we go ahead and charge you on your Smart Access and Gold Saver for this amount? This is from Visa, the card holder. Like, you have a card from Commonwealth, the Visa card, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have Commonwealth.
You do, madam. Let me tell you. The card numbers you have from Commonwealth is 4065-8900-1043-4825. The other card you have with them is 4065-8900-1043-4833. So these are travel money cards and these are Visa cards. The other card you have is a key card, and that is a MasterCard. Okay? But you do have Visa cards. So Visa is the one charging you on behalf of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
No. Shall you go ahead and charge the bank account?
Read the card number again for me.
Okay. Just give me a second. The card numbers are 4065-8900-1043-4825
mm-hmm.
and 4823.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And the other one?
The other one. Are you talking about the key card?
Yes.
Or the F-Force card?
F-Force card.
It's 560-2792.
Okay. All right. So, how can you charge 14,000? I don't have that much in it.
You do have that much in your account, madam. We have talked to Commonwealth and we found out.
No, I don't.
Yes.
I know that. I don't have that much money. I don't.
Listen to me, madam. Listen to me. I'm not here to explain you things again and again, okay? Let me tell you one thing straight away.
Please don't. Because I know I don't have that much money. Go ahead and check it, there is not much point in it.
Log into your Commonwealth account and come to the bottom, you'll see the total. The total around the Commonwealth is 19,000 some funds over there.
I know that.
So you do have those funds in your account.
Yes, I know my money.
Exactly,
okay?
You know your money and even we know your money. I told you. We are charging you on the Smart Access and the Gold Saver. What is the amount of the Smart Access? It's 4,300.
Yes, there is not. I mean, one of them, okay, it's term deposit. Nobody can not touch it, not even myself.
What are you telling me? What are you telling me, madam? I told you.
I'm telling you, check the email. My account, okay. There is not even 5,000, okay?
Which account are you talking about? Check the emails, madam. This is the problem with people who don't want to listen. Check the email again. The email says you are being charged on Smart Access and Gold Saver. Check the email first, right? Just check the email. Read the email carefully.
All right. Yeah, I did check it.
Come back to your email. Read the email carefully, first of all. I think there's a problem with you. Does the email say? What does the email say? Read the email. Read it loudly.
It says then we have decided to charge you 14,000 on your smart access and gold service.
Yes. So what okay. kind of money do you have on the smart access and gold saver? 18,000?
Yeah.
You have $18,000 available in the gold saver and smart access, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you telling me you don't have that kind of money, ma'am?
I'm sending this to my bank and see what they can do about it.
Okay, let me tell you, the bank cannot do anything about it. The bank cannot claim any funds in this, because if this was a normal transaction made inside Australia, the bank could be able to help you get your funds back. But this transaction was made outside Australia. So Commonwealth doesn't have, they cannot execute their powers outside Australia, okay?
Yeah.
So they cannot do anything about this charge. The charge can only be cancelled or made from eBay. And if you're not trying to cooperate with eBay on this cancellation, I am sorry, Mrs. Bhagnavar, but we are not going any further with this phone call after this. We are going ahead and charging you $14,578 on your Gold Saver and Smart Access right now. Because it looks like you don't want to cooperate on the call. Let me tell you.
Okay. So what is it you want me to do exactly? Go to the end. Don't explain. Just go to the end.
Okay, we have to go ahead. Listen.
Yes.
So listen. Keep your ears wide open and listen carefully.
Don't worry. Just tell me the end. I don't need any explanation, okay? I know exactly what
you're talking too much.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Okay, now you
have to
tell me what is it you want me to do.
Listen to me. We have to go ahead and send dispute forms to bank in India and China using Western Union rights.
Okay, all right, okay. So what it got to do with sending money? Dispute form. There's no money involved.
You are the one telling me that you are sending dispute. You are sending money.
Okay.
But I am telling you, you're not sending any money using Western Union. You're sending a dispute using Western Union. Okay?
Yeah. I have every reason to be confused. Okay, I mean, nobody can trust anybody these days. Okay, how am I supposed to trust you? Okay, tell me exactly what you want me to do.
I am telling you about the same thing, madam. What else do you want me to talk about? Like, what else? Like, do you want me to talk about something else? Like, what's going in your family?
Here.
What's going in your house? I'm telling you straight away what I want to do with you. I'm telling you, we have to go ahead and send in dispute forms from Western Union, Wise, and the other applications to the bank in India. And the work is
then
done.
So
that is what we have to do from Western Union. You don't want to work on Western Union. So where is the problem? You are the problem, madam. I'm not the problem right now. You are the one who is not working on the case.
But you just asked me to send money.
Madam, is there something wrong with your mind? Is there something wrong with your head?
I'm telling you, you're
not sending money using Western Union. You're sending a dispute using Western Union, because Western Union is the one who charged you in the first place for the purchase of the laptops and the AirPods. So if Western Union charged you in the first place, who is going to refund the money? Western Union, right? So we are working back through them, madam. The reason you are going through Western Union is because scammers have used Western Union in the very first place to send money out of your account. So we are going ahead using the same
Can you send me this
midnight?
Proof? When? Midnight? How much?
My God, how many proofs do you want?
How much do you spend? How much? How come it doesn't show in my statement?
The reason it doesn't show on your statement is because your account, the charges are still on pending. This is what I'm trying to explain to you from the beginning. The charges are on pending. That is the reason you don't see the charges. Now, I can go ahead and make you show the charges. I just have to charge your bank account for 14,578. Can I go ahead and charge your bank account for 14,578? Then you don't need to do anything. If you pay for the purchase, you don't have to do any single thing, madam. I'll just go ahead and charge your bank account. We will get our money. You don't have to do it. But if you really want to cancel, you have to work with me. And you have to do what I'm telling you.
Yes. You tell me exactly what you want me to do.
We have to send...
Just tell me what to do.
Okay. So you don't want explanations, right? Open a Western Union.
I'm getting a bit nervous, sick and tired. Just tell me exactly what you want me to do.
Madam, this is what I'm talking. This is what I'm talking about. What else do you think I'm talking about to you? Am I talking about like what's going in your family? What's wrong with your life? I'm not talking about those persons like things, right? I'm talking about the same issue, madam. Okay?
Okay. Tell me what you want me to do.
Again, I'm telling you straight away that we have to send a dispute first for $1,750 from Western Union to the bank in India. We have to repeat it three times because there was four purchases made using Western Union. So we'll go ahead and cancel that first of all. We'll go ahead and get to the second payment of wallet, that is Wise, from where other transactions was made into your account. So we'll go ahead and cancel all the transactions for you.
One by one for 14,000.
Okay, there are a total of 8 transactions that we have to cancel. We have to work on
No, no, I don't have time.
Madam, you just wasted 1 hour of my time talking about all of these nonsense, and now you're telling me you don't have time.
You wasted my time as well. I don't have time.
Do you even have a brain, madam, or like this? That's completely.
Yeah, no, I don't. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead and charge it, but I'm not gonna.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Not gonna,
Let me tell you. I'm not gonna talk about the shit any longer, madam. Let me tell you. If I go ahead and charge your bank account, listen to me. I'm reading you out a consent. I'm reading you out a consent right now. Okay? We do not need a yes or a no from you. We just need you to hear this consent, okay? And that gives you authorization. So if I go ahead and charge your bank account for 14,578, that means you authorize EB to charge on your Commonwealth account, including the total funds. And this charge is non-negotiable. It is non-refundable. That means even your bank calls eBay, even if you claim a dispute on eBay, we won't refund this money back to you. So I'm going ahead and charging you on your bank account. Let the bank call us. Go anywhere you want to. No one in Australia can help you get those funds back. Okay?
Okay, all right. That's
Thank
okay.
you for
That's
paying
okay. back. That's okay. No, if you have an access,
I have told you what will happen, madam. I have already told you what will happen, okay? So, I'm now going ahead and charging your bank account. Check the NAB as well. They have also sent you a message that there was something wrong with your account. Do you see that message?
From my bank, they send me
That is not a bank sending you the message, that is us who sent you the message. Because we also found security issues on your NAB.
Okay, that's alright. This is from my bank, and they want me to either call them and go to them. No, sorry, I don't trust you at all.
Please, madam, if you don't trust this phone call, that's completely your choice of decision. My job is not to, convince you to get this thing done. If you're so silly, you don't understand basic things.
Okay.
That's the issue you're facing, madam, okay?
Yeah,
we
no
have
worries.
Think about what is going on. It feels like I wasted the last 1 hour explaining things to you. If I would be with another customer, I would have potentially helped them save their funds, okay? So
let me tell you, we are now going ahead
and charging your bank account. There's no negotiation now. I'm now going ahead and charging your bank account.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the funds when they are charged on Commonwealth, they won't be refunded back. Even if your bank calls us, even if you visit the eBay headquarters, those funds won't be refunded
That's
back.
That's the case. That's all right. No problem.
Okay.
I just need to get the bank. Thanks for your time anyway. Okay,
goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.